Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Everybody, welcome back to another week of the Max Living Podcast. We're excited this week because we're talking about right now, old man winter's come around, people's immune systems are being tested, and we're going to talk about the top foods and top supplements that can really support your immune system. And of course, this always comes after talking about making sure you're getting adjusted and keeping with your adjustments during this inclement season.
Yes, it can be a little bit of a tough road. And we are right now in particular going through a very, very, very hard cold spell. I mean, it is like bone chilling outside when you walk outside for us. And I know that sometimes that's a little bit of, there can just be a matter of perspective on that. We are in Cincinnati, we're in the Midwest. So it gets, you know, chilly here, but not absolutely frozen. We've had people come down from the northern parts of Minnesota, and they are in almost t-shirts and shorts for what we think is freezing. And then sometimes when we go down to Florida, we see them bundled up at 50, 60 degrees. And we're like, hey, you guys, that's almost beach weather. So it is definitely a little bit of perspective. But as we get into winter, and as we're just in the depths of it right now, what can you do? What are the things that you can do so that if you see friends or family members around you that are getting sick, that are, you know, fighting off those symptoms of dis-ease, what are you doing to protect yourself and to help you boost and feel good and make sure you have the energy that you need to last you through the winter?
Yeah. So number one, our recommendation always is increase your adjustment schedule. So if you are a every other week maintenance patient, get adjusted weekly while you're, you know, going through challenges with your immunity, or even more. If you're a weekly patient, get an extra adjustment in for a week or two. If you are a corrective care patient, now is the time to make sure you're not missing any appointments, because as you're correcting your spine and getting your nervous system healthy, this is an opportunity to take full advantage of making sure that your immune system is responding well because your nervous system is well functioning. So don't miss any appointments. That's number one. So that disclaimer, I promise you we'll bring that up at the end again.
Right, right.
But now we're going to get into really what are the major foods that support immune function. So what things should you be eating and being conscious of more during the winter and during times of, you know, stress in your immune system? And then what supplements can we take to also support our immune function? So top five foods. Number one, quality, healthy fats. So for a long time, people were always being told that fats were not great for their health. And that couldn't be further from the truth. It's what type of fat are you eating? Are you eating fat that's coming from naturally raised and pasture raised and wild caught animals? Or are you eating, you know, the tub of margarine that's been sitting on the shelf in the grocery store for the last 6 months?
Yeah. And you can hardly call those two things the same thing, right? Like when you're calling, hey, these are both fats. It's like, no. That's like calling a Twinkie and an apple both food. I mean, I guess they are, but like not really.
Yeah, one actually nourishes you and the other doesn't. So what do we want to stay away from with fats? Stay away from refined oils and stay away from packaged foods, but increase your intake of omega-3 fatty acids because they're very anti-inflammatory and essentially they're overall just great for our health. Those fats are the building blocks of so many parts of our body, hormones that are then used to stimulate our immune system. They're actually made out of fats. So try increasing your healthy fats in your diet with foods like cold water, wild caught fish, avocados, and raw nuts and seeds. So that's the number one first immune boosting food. Number two, we got berries.
Yes. So these are antioxidant rich foods. So great way to support a healthy immune system. Antioxidants have been shown to help neutralize free radicals and support a healthy immune system, right? So listen, you're not going to have to sell me on berries. I'm sold. Yeah. I think they're great. I love them. Even for us, like in the wintertime, for example, last night we got done eating dinner and my son, who is growing like an absolute weed right now, was like, hey, I'm still hungry. Great. He goes over, he pours himself a bowl of berries. Here's a little trick too. Let me let you in on this. And I have a bone to pick with some of the Max Living wives here who kept this secret from me for years and I had no clue. So my little guy goes in, he gets a little bit of Greek yogurt and goes over and grabs a scoop of our greens powder. So you can either do a scoop of protein powder, you can do a scoop of greens powder, mixes it up inside of the yogurt, and then throws some berries on top. And it's a great dessert-esque snack for him that he loves. And that was very common. This yogurt mixed with the greens powder was very common knowledge amongst the Max Living wives. And it took, I was the last one on the train. So I'm cluing you guys in. So you know the secret, you know the deal. Great snack, great little treat for one of your kids or even for yourself to get in some more of those nutrient-dense foods.
Yeah. The reason that berries are so great for your immune system is, like you said, they're antioxidants. So all of the things that test our immune system are free radicals that create damage and stress. And these antioxidants really support the immune system by searching out and destroying all these free radicals. So great, great, great. Not just for, you know, sniffles, but like supporting your immune system in a big way. Actually, one of the superfoods, right? All the superfoods, when we talk about immunity as it relates to things like, you know, cancer, what are the foods that they tell you to eat? The superfoods, a big one of them are particular kinds of berries. So just getting in lots of berries during the, you know, the seasons of stress in your immune system. This is one that I think everybody has known for a long time, but citrus, even though it contains lots of vitamin C, we got to be careful about how we take it in.
Right.
Tropicana, nothing against Tropicana or Florida's Best or whatever, Florida's Original or whatever,
right.
We want to make sure that we're getting in citrus that is mostly the citrus and not just a bunch of, you know, added sugar and watered down, you know, stuff. So juicing fresh citrus is a great way to boost your immune system, great way to get vitamin C. But all the bioflavonoids, which are some of the immune boosting compounds that are involved in citrus, those are all found in the flesh, in the peel of the citrus.
Oh, really?
Not in the actual, you know, fleshy part of the citrus.
Right.
So when you're juicing, make sure you're juicing some of the peel as well, so you get some of those bioflavonoids that come out of that peel, because that's where there's a lot of the immune boosting compounds are in that peel.
So, okay, this time of year, go ahead.
No, I think I know where you're going. Sorry, I was getting excited.
You're getting, I love it. Well, okay, so this time of year, couple pro tips on this one. Like, how are you sneaking in more citrus? First of all, my kids, during the wintertime, we are packing oranges in their lunches. When they're zooming off to school, these guys are having clementines, tangerines, oranges, like all sorts of citrus family fruits are getting chopped up and put in those lunchboxes on their way off to school. Order some of those handy dandy. Those orange peelers. Yes, they're orange colored. I'm always looking for them every morning. They come in 12 packs of them. Grab some of those, peel some of those oranges so that they're eating the whole orange. They're getting all of that bonus to them.
Cut up some citrus in the morning and just leave a plate of it out and watch it disappear.
100%. I mean, that stuff will be gone. This is secondary. Outside of, you know, cutting it up and having it out and giving it to your kids in their lunchbox, a lot of times in the morning, lately in the wintertime, what I'll do is exactly what you're talking about, those flavonoids that are in that peel, in the skin of the orange. I'm going through and I'm taking a zester, or I'm taking, because you've seen me doing it. I'm taking some sort of zester, some sort of, you know, cheese grater, if that's what you want to use, whatever you want to use. And I'm putting that right into my protein shake in the morning. So I'm taking that, zesting it, grating it, whatever whatever you're going to do, dump it right into that protein shake. First of all, it gives you almost a chef-like flavor to it. Do it. People are going to think you're a chef with your protein shakes, which believe me, I've never been accused of, but it adds this depth of flavor that's really remarkable. And the health benefits of it are amazing.
Yeah. And you know, you can do that also with salads. You can do that with vegetables. If you're cooking vegetables and you want to add some flavor at the end, zest some citrus on top of lime, lemon, orange, whatever, zesting that and squeezing a little bit of the juice onto your vegetables after you cook them is always just an awesome way to get in more of that. Citrus fruits, one of the big reasons the vitamin C is so important is because it actually encourages your body to produce the white blood cells, which help fight the bacteria and viruses, antigens. So it's actually increasing the production of white blood cells. So just awesome. A great one there. Next, garlic.
Come on, somebody. Listen, this is another one I don't have to get sold on.
No, we use lots of garlic. Yes. In particular, we use it all year long, but I would say we actually just innately increase it in the winter. I don't know if it's because it's so savory or we use it a lot. And, you know, when you're slow cooking things, but it's not only tasty, but it contains a compound called allicin. Allicin is A-L-L-I-C-I-N, allicin, which actually has high antibacterial properties and also helps to reduce inflammation. Here's a little trick about allicin, though. You want to chop up your garlic and break the skin of the garlic and then let it sit for a few minutes because the allicin is released when the garlic is actually crushed or broken.
Oh, wow.
I learned that recently. That if you just use whole cloves and you cook with whole cloves, will you get some of it? Yes, absolutely. But the more that garlic is literally damaged, like by chopping it, mincing it, cutting it, and especially if you don't buy minced garlic. Like you can buy minced garlic,
right.
But don't exclusively use minced garlic.
Right.
Mince your own garlic,
right.
Because that allicin is released and it's most potent just a few minutes after you chop and cut it up and all that. So garlic can be added to so many different dishes. We love it. We add it. We use it literally breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh my gosh. I mean, like, could you just go on? Listen, this is one of my favorite things. You don't measure garlic according to the recipe. You measure it according to your heart.
Yeah.
And I think that is so incredibly accurate. And so garlic is one of those things that I might fight somebody over, right? The use of garlic is critical. It's amazing. It adds depth. It adds layers. It has health benefits. You could just go on it.
Garlic has also been used for a long time as a natural medicinal treatment. So even now in the homeopathic world, you will see like when kids get ear infections, that allicin and just the whatever the compounds are that are in garlic that are so antimicrobial and antibacterial, they will use garlic to make an oil, and then that oil will be used to put in the ear of somebody with an ear infection, and it can really help soothe and also support the body's ability to recover from an ear infection. We have used store-bought brands of ear oil before.
Right.
We have also made our own, and I'll just caution you, if you're going to make your own, you know, read up on it, understand how to do it, and then always start testing it first on skin and just making sure it's not too, you know, potent. But we actually make our own now, and I've learned how to just take a clove of garlic, chop it up, put it in a little bit of olive oil, warm it up so that the allicin is released into the olive oil, strain it, and then use that as an ear oil with kids that if they ever have an ear infection. Ours don't. Like, ours have only had symptoms of an ear infection once or twice ever.
Right.
And it's usually after going to a public indoor water park.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
But
the things you do for the kids that you love.
But the reality is, you know, that there are lots of parents out there that deal with that.
Right.
And so this is a great alternative to using other more, you know, concerning treatments for things like an ear infection. So get the kids adjusted. Garlic, make sure you guys are eating garlic during the winter. Great way of supporting the immune system.
Is there any other food that has made its way into literary folklore outside of garlic?
Yeah.
Right?
Vampires.
I mean, like warding off vampires, right? Literary folklore made its way into. Is there any other food that is that powerful that it made it into something like that? I think no.
I don't know.
I can't think of a single one.
Kale's probably getting there. Kale has its own t-shirts nowadays.
We're going to see kale make its way into like
Hansel
and Gretel or something. That's right.
Next one's just simply protein. That protein, if you ever have heard the term, you know, well, actually to understand why protein is important is the term breakfast comes from the literal term breaking a fast. Fasting is one of our body's immune supports and best tools for supporting our immune system sometimes is not eating and fasting. But when you're breaking the fast, you want to break it with some of these foods that we're telling you right here to be consuming that support the immune system. And one of them is protein. So breakfast is the meal of the day where you break your fast overnight. And it's essential to do this with healthy foods. And protein is one of the best ones to do this with. Why? Because many sources of protein, you know, like eggs and grass-fed beef are rich in zinc. And zinc is really critical and crucial for your immune system. Zinc actually helps, has been proven to shorten the duration of an illness when used. So when you use zinc and you're not feeling well, the zinc has actually been shown to shorten the duration and how long that person is sick for. So
here's something interesting about zinc, is that zinc is one of those nutrients that our bodies do not produce. It has to be obtained through your diet or supplementation. So there's a lot of times, like when we had this conversation this weekend, like there's a lot of times where we'll get in conversations about process and systems in the body, and like if it's different supplementation or if it's different like things that people do where they're like taking, whether it's injectables or, you know, like whatever you want to call it. And it's like, does my body already produce that? And if I'm overloading it with it, will my body stop producing it because I'm just giving it to it all the time and it doesn't feel like it needs to make it anymore, right? Yep. And this is a very clear example. Zinc is a very clear example of your body does not produce this. And so in order to have it,
you gotta get it in through food or a supplement.
Right. You gotta get it in food. You gotta get it in a supplement form. That's the only way you're getting it.
Yep. And some of the most nutrient dense places to get it are, animal sources. And zinc requires a few things for it to be absorbed and utilized in the body. So it requires B vitamins, which are also rich in most animal proteins. I don't even know how to pronounce this. Molybdenum. And then malic acid, those are the nutrients that are required to absorb and break down zinc. That being said, you can get those through food sources, but our supplement, Max Living, has produced a zinc supplement called Zinc Plus that not only has the 30 milligrams of zinc that we need just in one capsule, but it also has those other nutrients that are required for the utilization of it. So protein, making sure that your protein sources where you're getting your zinc from are wild caught if it's fish, grass, fed, pasture raised if it's a land roaming animal. Right. And then lastly, that is if it's if it's a bird, it's not a, commodity raised caged animal, that it is, again, a free range animal.
Absolutely.
And, contrary to popular belief, I'm going to throw this one in there as a little bit of a jab. Our Max Living nutrition plans have never called for pig, because largely it is not a pasture raised animal.
Right.
Some people will argue, are there pasture raised pigs? Yes, there are. It's like less than 0.001% of the pigs available out there.
Right.
So just, keep that in mind. Pigs aren't as dense in most of these nutrients as a lot of the other animals that we speak of. IM Support, a supplement that we use, and this is something I love. IM Support contains elderberry, it contains the echinacea, it contains all of the immune supporting herbs and also some of the vitamins and minerals that are required for keeping a strong immune system. So if you were going to take one supplement when you're, going through a situation where your immune system is being tested, IM Support is that one. Max Living produces this. It's an amazing supplement. I love IM Support. The other ones we already talked through, vitamin C.
Right. Right.
Vitamin C, you can get it through the citrus. We encourage you to eat more citrus. Again, especially if you are exhibiting, symptoms or fighting something off or your family's going through that, vitamin C is a huge one. So taking that vitamin C, the Max Living vitamin C is a complete vitamin C, which I love. In fact, I think we even call it vitamin C complete.
Right.
Everyone talks about vitamin C in terms of ascorbic acid.
Right.
And that is only like 1/4 of the entire makeup of vitamin C. You have to have the ascorbate or ascorbic acid is what people use. You have to have the bioflavonoids. And then you also have to have the quercetin. We heard about quercetin like crazy, during yes. COVID. Everybody was like, where can I get quercetin? How can I make quercetin?
Right.
Well, it's naturally occurring in citrus.
Right. Which is, so it's so interesting that I feel like I had taken vitamin C. I want to just be really honest here. This is my apology to vitamin C. I had kind of taken it for granted for the last, 5 to 7 years. I would say that vitamin D was having this like big moment. You want to call it a main character moment, like whatever you want to say. It was having a bigger moment, right? It was like everybody was touting this vitamin D, like the idea, like the benefits of D, and we need D and like what it looks like and how you get it and how it's activated and blah, blah, blah. And like all this stuff, right? The quote unquote vitamin. Okay. So, and then there was lots of other things that started having moments. supplements. And vitamin C has just always been there, right? And it was like, okay, yeah, and vitamin C. But it's like really diving into the fact that vitamin C is remarkable. And what it does in your body is remarkable. And it has the staying power over time of like, yes, it has been important. It is important and will continue to be important. And so make sure that you're not like just kind of taking that for granted. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's right now this is important too, because with all the cardiovascular and vascular related diseases that we're seeing on the heels of, you know, this is just came out in the last week that even Pfizer's admitting to knowing that the jab was causing blood clots.
Right.
And
right.
All these blood clot stories we're hearing. So, regardless, like here's the
what
reality.
A heinous admission.
Vitamin C has been found to not only be a great anticoagulant.
Right.
So it breaks apart clots, but it also is an antihypertensive, meaning it has the ability to reduce blood pressure and lower serum LDL cholesterol and triglycerides.
Right.
So if somebody has heart disease and they're on a medication for these things, vitamin C is just something that you should be eating lots of citrus, including lots of vitamin C in your diet.
Yes.
And making sure you're utilizing it, because this has, through study after study after study, and those are all linked. If you go to the Max Living store and you look up these supplements, we have all the research right there associated with our supplements. And it's really cool. You can go in and go related articles and FAQ and read all about it. And if you go to Perspective or Health Benefits, there are linked articles to all of the research and all of the things that we talk about when it comes to vitamin C, vitamin Z, zinc, all of these supplements. So I just love that about what Max Living's done with their product line. And that's why we're so proud to use it with our patients. So vitamin D. All right. So you just gave vitamin C its moment back. But right, vitamin D, I'm going to go back and double down on this, that vitamin D is, for me, the first thing I reach for and right. double down on when I'm not feeling well. Why is that? Because vitamin D is known. Again, it's referred to as the sunshine vitamin. It right. is referred to as your immune hormone. It is the only vitamin that is actually a hormone.
Yes.
And we get it predominantly through UVB light. And right now, we're not getting any UVB light.
Right, right.
I don't care where you live at the moment, you're getting less sunlight than you were 6 months ago.
100%.
And if you live in Ohio, you're getting none, you know, where we are.
Right.
That in order to produce vitamin D, we need about 80% of our skin exposed for right. about 15 minutes a day during the midday.
Right.
And they're like, you should practice this. Get outside, get your sunglasses off. And, you know, get your skin exposed. But like during the winter, that's pretty hard to do.
Right, right. Sunglasses off. That's a great point. And you've walked me through this over the past few years is I have been going out in the morning and taking my contacts off, not having any glasses on, and just going out and getting, you know, 5 to 20 minutes of just sun exposure. So not, you know, not something that I can do right now, unless you're in a sunshiny state where it's very warm and you can get that sun exposure right now, but going outside and letting that vitamin D come into your, like, let your eyes soak that in. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. There are, vitamin D metabolites in the eyes that have actually shown that when your eyes are exposed to sunlight, your body actually goes into a process of creating more vitamin D. So it's not just skin exposure, but actually our eyes can activate the production of that, which thank God, because our skin isn't exposed in the winter.
Right.
But remember, it's so bright out, especially if there's snow on the ground, that the first thing we do sometimes is throw on sunglasses in the winter. So get your eyes exposed to some sunlight during the winter. Now, according to experts, the gold standard in vitamin D supplementation is called D3, cholecalciferol. And there is, you know, this is formed predominantly through, again, that UV radiation, or an animal that's been exposed to UV radiation that can have stores of vitamin D. So making sure that you're achieving vitamin D levels and optimum vitamin D levels can be very easy to supplement with. During the winter, the goal is that you're taking about 40 IUs per pound of body weight as a minimum standard.
Yes.
So as a 200-pound individual, what that means is 200 times 10 is 2,000 times 4 for 40 IUs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is 8,000 IUs a day is my kind of minimum during the winter.
Ooh, so that's some quick math.
I take 10,000 IUs in the winter. I take 5,000 in the summer because the assumption is I'm getting a lot through my skin and through absorption of sunlight during the summer. So I take a little bit less in the summer and I take more in the winter. Now, if you are taking the men's or women's multivitamin from Max Living, you're already getting a couple thousand IUs there. And then if you take the vitamin D from Max Living, you're getting 5,000 more. So that could be adequate for you. Our vitamin D also has pre and probiotics, and those pre and probiotics help with the absorption and utilization of vitamin D. So it's a complete product there with the vitamin D plus probiotics, and most people don't have a need to take more probiotics on top of what's in our vitamin D supplementation.
Right, absolutely. So this is going to get you through, like what we just talked about, these basic principles, this will get you through this winter. These things, you focus on them, you want to build health this winter, this you know what to do.
Yeah, if you just simply added in those five foods and took the couple of supplements that we're recommending, it's amazing. And here's the thing, we have clinical experience with this, that our patients, when they start doing this, they're like, I didn't get sick this winter. And we hear that all the time. Now, also, these are chiropractic patients who are always being told when they're, you know, going into the winter, like, hey, consider increasing your adjustment schedule, and or know that when you're fighting something off, come in and don't get adjusted less, get adjusted more. Why? Because when people start feeling under the weather, their first thought is, I don't want to get anybody else sick. Their second thought is, I don't feel like going anywhere. And the reality is, you know what? Come in. You know, bring the Kleenex. We got some right. stuff that we can, you know, hand sanitizer or whatever, like healthy versions of it that we can, you know, clean up and take proper precautions. But germs don't make people sick. Weak immune systems do. And 100%. Your immune system is weaker when there is stress from subluxation interfering with your nervous system's ability to control your immune function. And number two, immune systems are weaker when we're not putting the right stuff in our bodies.
Absolutely.
So less sunlight this time of year, harsher weather, you know, sick people everywhere. Don't be one of them. Build a titanium immune system because, again, germs don't make people sick. Weak immune systems do.
Awesome. Until next time, this was the Max Living Podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Max Living Podcast. Take responsibility for your health today by finding a Max Living doctor near you at maxliving.com/location.